Shope!
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
This is really out of left field.
Okay.
Unless you saw the same clip I did today and would answer just knee-jerk the same way, I want to answer this question that I'm about to put to you. Do you have right now a favorite NFL quarterback room?
Oh.
Where, how do I want to define this without sort of giving myself away? Where there's more than one relevant player?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And you might not know all the backups,
right?
Yeah,
I definitely don't. I know a few. I know where there are. You know, there's a few places. I know Justin Fields is in Kansas City now. I know Mac Jones just got his contract reworked, and like San Francisco valued having him there last year because I guess they have reason to be worried about Purdy. He's been hurt often enough. So him getting, them trading him getting a starting look didn't happen this offseason.
We never followed up on that.
Yeah, I thought for sure it was going to happen. But maybe teams tried and San Francisco just went, no, he's under contract for a reasonable amount of money and we got use out of him. So we think that might happen again.
The Jets could have, Vikings could have, Atlanta could have.
I know Minnesota's pretty interesting, and there was a little thing making the rounds today. I saw both guys, the guys that mattered the most there. I think there's a third guy too, but Murray and McCarthy both asked about like what's it like being, having this guy here now. And Murray was very effusive about McCarthy and like, oh yeah, I mean, I'm happy. I've been in the league now. I mean, I'm a veteran. I don't really think of myself as a veteran, but I'm 7 years in or eight, whatever it is. So yeah, anything I can do, just all the typical stuff, but very happy to share that. Yeah, I'm supportive of the guy that's here with me that's battling for the job. And then McCarthy was asked the same question, like, it's kind of like in high school, there's another guy on the other side of the room and he wants the same job as me.
So,
and that was it.
This is why I asked this question.
I had a feeling it might be.
I love this clip.
Did I accurately?
You got most of it. Not only did Murray say all the right things and talk about how supportive he's been, but he even went as far as to say that McCarthy has been overly interested in learning.
Okay.
He's not even like the normal type.
Right, okay.
He's overly communicative with me. And then McCarthy takes his turn. He's like, what?
Right.
And then he says, what? And then they go, is it awkward? And he's like, awkwardness, it's what it is. And he doesn't even say no to that.
Right. And they said the thing about the other side of the room, right? Like that.
Yes.
That's what I.
And that might be my favorite thing about it. RotoPat, Pat Doherty, tweeted about this clip. Not for nothing. How is it that J.J. McCarthy seems to have no idea what high school is? I'm on one side of the room and the other guy's on the other side of the room and it's their job to coach us or teach us. Is it awkward though? Yeah, awkwardness. I mean, like I said, I'm on one side of the room and he's on the other side of the room. There's two kids in the room in high school. There's two people. When Pat tweeted that, I had to respond. Yeah, it's just like high school. I'm on one side of the room. Other kids lying on the floor. Someone else is sitting on the bookshelf. It's just like that. He's just like, he couldn't even describe what a classroom was like accurately. We're just sitting apart. Why are you sitting apart? There's two students and they're like, wait, they're both at the windows. I don't know. I love it. I think it's a really, apart from just the clown show that McCarthy made that soundbite into.
Yeah.
I mean, who do you believe?
I have a very hard time getting behind Murray.
Yeah, you don't like him.
Right. My walking off point is that I think he's an actor portraying a football player. I don't really buy it. And I think this is all, I think he knows his reputation to some extent. I mean, whether you're as jerkily hard on him as I am, which largely is for effect, but, whatever. I think his reputation is that he's you know, all the stuff from Arizona. He's kind of a loner. He's not a vocal leader. He's not a good teammate. He's just, do we trust him as the face of our franchise? Call of Duty, whatever. Like, all the stuff that comes with Kyler Murray right now, I think he's making an effort to show up in front of the cameras and smile and say all the right things and be the dutiful veteran leader, whatever. I don't buy it. I think he's probably the same dude and he's just trying to repair his image.
They're both lying.
Yeah, right. And McCarthy is probably, he's probably terrified of Kyler Murray, is what he should be, because like I'm trying to earn my wings here, and last year was uneven. How's that for being polite? And now I got this guy. Like, I'm one step from cooked here, basically, I think, is how McCarthy should be feeling. So it's a pretty awkward spot. I don't know if that's my answer for favorite quarterback room, but
I think to that last point, it's a little bit nuanced. Like, McCarthy doesn't have to dislike Murray. He doesn't have to have an opinion about him as a leader or anything like
no.
that. He's probably heard what everybody else has heard, but you know, he knows the guy now, and he might not think him a joke or anything, but it's funny. Murray says, "Oh yeah, it's been awesome, man. I mean, I get to be a leader, a veteran, and
he's tutor this guy basically, right?
And he's overly interested, which, you know, going that far, it's really all just talk.
Yeah, but McCarthy sounds like maybe he doesn't even have Murray's phone number.
Now then, McCarthy goes in there and it sounds like they don't have any communication,
right?
Because that's the easiest thing ever to say, and he doesn't say it. Well, it's not our job, really, to communicate. It's a coach's job. Like, wow. So Murray thinks he's fine just saying the thing that everybody says, and McCarthy comes in and just blows it up. Because, like, now you can't even believe Murray.
Right.
You can't believe either of them. Maybe you can believe McCarthy. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they both exaggerated the situation,
right.
And now they both look like idiots.
In the opposite direction, right, yeah. One overly positive, the other, I would say, probably somewhat overly negative.
Probably.
Like where's the truth here?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like in high school, or one kid sitting over here, the other kid's eating soap or chalk.
Right.
Just like that. I don't know. I am choosing to root for Kyler Murray. Your predisposition to disliking him is, you know, respectfully, very football-y. It's like Rick Richardson a little bit.
Yep.
You know, just doesn't really understand what is called for as a professional, as a leader, you know, these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. It's often a two-way street. I mean, the Cardinals literally put in his contract how much time he can spend on video games and then, you know, what, remove that. And it's all embarrassing to everybody.
Right.
But I'm a fantasy player, and I have been hot for Kyler Murray in his career. Like, that's somebody that is never, maybe he once was, I don't know, like top five.
Oh yeah,
at his position.
I think I had him one year. He was. We had to pick him pretty high.
Okay.
I think, you know, there was, yeah, it wasn't all bad. Like, it started off really, really well. But yeah, I never really bought him. I thought he chose to play football because the path to a huge contract was faster than the baseball path.
Mm.
That's really what I thought at the time. And, you know, he's not a revolutionary in that way. Plenty of guys going back to John Elway and probably guys before him. Bo Jackson, we talked about just the other day, didn't we?
Yep.
You know, did the dance. You know, you draft me, I'm going to go play baseball. I don't know. I really felt like in the end, like, that's why I say, like, I don't trust him that he loves it. I think it just, what, okay, this is, I don't have to go through what a baseball player has to go through before he gets a big contract. I go play good for a couple years, I'll get a huge deal. Whereas baseball, the way it works with young players and arbitration and all, there's just a process that's changing now. Younger guy, Roman Anthony, played 50 games and got $100 million or more contract from the Boston Red Sox last summer. Like, that happens now more than it did. When, you know, mostly, you know, we've had years of baseball stories about teams limiting a guy early in the year to retain an extra year of arbitration rights or whatever it is, just to limit how soon they have to pay the guy.
That has changed some.
Yeah. So I felt like when Murray was coming in, that landscape was like, Football. I guess I'll do football.
It's a lot to say, though, isn't it? It's a big accusation.
Yeah, it's just my read. I just don't trust him.
2020, COVID, he was quarterback 3 for the season in points, fantasy points or fantasy points per game, and that includes the Hail Murray win over the Bills. He had 30 fantasy points that day. He ran a lot then. He ran for 9 touchdowns that year. That doesn't happen anymore. Well, last year he barely played.
It was obviously a huge year for him. I mean, he's with the quarterback whisperer now. Like, he's got a guy. And no, McCarthy notwithstanding last year. But, like, the job that O'Connell did with Darnold is, you know, that has a shelf life. And, like, but he's still right now, O'Connell, I think the expectation is if anyone can get Kyler Murray back to being QB3 or whatever, it's this guy. So he's got to go do it now. Otherwise, he's on the road to becoming a journeyman backup.
He ran for 11 touchdowns that year, by the way, actually, and has run for 17 since in 5 seasons, with a couple of shortened seasons by injuries. Yes, McCarthy, boy, I'm thinking about Matt, too, talking to Matt Collar week to week last year, and just there were times where he just was shaking his head at the mere mention of the name. I mean, McCarthy seemed to lose Jefferson.
Yeah.
Jefferson went through Mullins and the Pastrnak, Dobbs, and just like some
right.
Brosmer. Like, he went through journeyman, capital J, and then McCarthy comes along. There was one clip week one last year. This is McCarthy's rookie season. Well, not technically. The year before, he had the leg injury, so he missed the year. He was on the team, but didn't play.
Almost like a red shirt.
Yeah. Last year's his first year playing, and there's a clip where he and Jefferson are interacting on the sideline, maybe, and McCarthy says to Jefferson, "Hey, man, don't give up on me." And it's like week one. Give up on you.
That's not a real good sign.
I think he lost Jefferson. Jefferson, you know, started to really show his frustration, and that hadn't happened much or at all before McCarthy. So you have two guys here. This is the easy answer to the original question. You have two guys here that are, you know, a nice word, polarizing.
Yeah, this might be my least favorite quarterback
because of that.
Because of both of them. I don't like either guy. You remind. Okay. I mean, I'm not rooting for McCarthy either. Like, he's, you know, the whole thing. In Harbaugh's talking him up. Coaches are going to love him. He's, of course, going to get overdrafted because he's a coach's dream and all this. And then, I don't know, man. Like, this might be shakier than the Murray stuff, although, I don't know, that might be hard to top. But, like, McCarthy with the eye black and all this, like, dude, you're not in 12th grade anymore. Come on. You're a professional quarterback. You're a leader of a group of 28-year-old men.
The line I remember
stop with the face paint.
It might have been Sammy P. Like, you're not playing lacrosse.
Right. Yeah.
Where you have guys with face paint all over the field.
Come on already. You're the quarterback of an NFL team. You just stop already? It's not Halloween. I don't know. Maybe guys love that. I have no idea. To me, it's an eye roll. But I'm, you know, I'm not a 24-year-old left tackle. I'm a 60-year-old radio host.
I'll ask you to guess at this, but you can beg off. I just wanted to look up where he ranks in fantasy this year so far, McCarthy.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked about him on ADP chasing because maybe he just doesn't warrant it.
Yeah.
Quarterback what? In drafts. I don't know. Like, you don't have to.
He's quarterback 41.
38.
All right.
Very good.
I'm claiming that as a win.
Just ahead of Joe Flacco.
Right.
Identical ADP to Joe Flacco.
Right.
Who was in Cincinnati. And Jameis Winston. And, you know, why is it so low? Why is it that low? Because of Murray.
Like, of course.
Murray is probably the starter. Fantasy players seem to think so, without a doubt. He's quarterback 17. I love him at quarterback 17. But I've been this way about him other years when he might not have even been that low. Probably wasn't. Just sort of it's a trap maybe. There's an upside with a guy like that. That's Fields. That's Lance when he was, you know, liked.
Mm-hmm.
Richardson. before that crashed out. I mean, just that you want that Bulldog, you want that rushing upside.
Where is Winston?
Giants.
Still, okay.
Yep. Did you see the play last year where he scored a receiving touchdown against Detroit?
I guess I got to say no, I didn't.
I think there's a recent Ian Harditz clip of this play.
I don't know how I missed it.
I didn't know either how I hadn't seen it before. I had no memory of it.
Okay.
But it's great. I mean, it's so Jameis Winston, where there's like a reverse and the pass goes to him and he just sort of trucks a couple guys and goes in Detroit. And it's like, it's awesome. Are you looking for it now?
I'm going to Ian's page to see if I can find it. I don't know if I'm going to
have it. He does a lot of this.
Was it pretty recent?
Last few days.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. Well, then I might be able to scroll through and come across it.
Quarterback one is Josh Allen. That's not surprising, but it's by two full rounds. Lamar Jackson is two. And Allen, again, I know I'm making this a fantasy point, but does not have, I mean, the best you can do for a receiver to stack him with is DJ Moore, and that's still an unknown. I mean, he doesn't have Diggs anymore, where you would see Diggs go in the first round, and then the Diggs owner would really want to get Allen. Like, there's just no, it's not Burrow, where Chase goes 103 overall, three overall, and the Chase owner wants Burrow. And that pushes Burrow up to quarterback three, even though he never runs at all. Daniels is four, Hurts is five.
I found it.
Got it?
Yeah.
Describe it.
It's an end around guy coming from top of the screen. Winston pitches him the ball, runs out on a flare out to the left. Guy throws it to him right in stride. There's a Detroit Lion tackler there that Winston doesn't exactly run over or make a – the guy. It's just a terrible tackle. Like the guy – I guess Winston's a bigger guy, and this DB might be smaller, but it's just – it's just bad.
Doesn't Winston sort of drag him into the end zone?
Yeah, the guy kind of has him. He stiff-arms him and sort of spins away, and it's one of those where, like, he gets the one leg free, and then the other one is sort of lagging behind, and he gets out of that and then gets in the end zone. Yeah.
So your night will be better because of this clip.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Like it's an embarrassing tackling job by the Lions player, okay, more than it's a great job by Winston, I'd say.
That was last year, right? I don't know. I didn't remember it either.
I don't know. This is from a few days ago on Ian's feed, and there's not a date on the video that I'm watching, so I can't tell you.
Got to look up receiving touch. Last year.
Lions, Giants.
Last year, right. One target, one reception, one touchdown. Love it. Earlier today, we talked to Will Graves, AP reporter in Pittsburgh. Doesn't only cover the Steelers, but we talked to him pretty much mostly about the Steelers. New coach, Aaron Rodgers. There's always a lot to talk about with them. Our chat with Will Graves coming up next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.